Live match broadcast in association with Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Download our new app today.
Yeah, you're very welcome back here. It's Dublin who are playing with the wind advantage in the first half. We're about to start this Leinster Championship game. It's a group game. Of course, Galway and Dublin will both qualify for the knockout stages irrespective of the result, but you'd like to see a Galway performance today. I know they were very disappointed with last week's performance, but both teams are lining out and getting into their positions prior to the start of the game. Indeed, they're changing positions, would you believe it? Galway have the wind, the Galway goalkeeper and the Galway backs in the wrong side of the field. So, Gordon, a bit of confusion prior to the start of the game, I think.
Yeah, Sean Kelly is just realised now that he has to make the long trek down to the far end of the field.
Yeah, he's a long way from the goals, so Galway goalkeeper has to change and go down the far end of the field. So, a bit of confusion there from both sides. And are they changing again? Like, I think they're changing again, would you believe it? Sean Kelly is told to go back to where he initially was, and backs and forwards on both sides go back to where they initially were.
One stepped out and one stepped in again.
Yeah, it's a serious movement here. They'll have a lot of running done before the start of the game because they're going up and down the field. But anyway, Galway are against the wind in the first half. You should see the players were in position, they were told to go to change, they all went, and they were told to change back again. And the referee is from Meath. He's about to start the game, and the referee in the middle the field is Kieran Flynn, the Meath man, and he is the referee for today's game. But the referee has to make sure that everybody's in position. The Dublin goalkeeper Pádraig Ryan is going to the other end of the field carrying a load of hurls with him there. The poor lad has a serious amount of hurls going into the goal, so he's eventually got there and we're almost ready to go. And indeed we are on. The game is on. The minor championship game here in Parnell Park is underway, and Galway win possession in the middle of the field, and it's Owen Malady who goes forward for Galway from the middle of the field. He goes for a score. It'll be a great score. It's a great score by Owen Malady. A great start for Galway. He puts it between the posts against the wind, and that's a superb score, Gordon. Good start for Galway.
Yeah, great pickup from Owen, and he ran straight through the Dublin defence, and a lovely score from out the field.
Good start for Galway, a start that Galway needed, as the goalkeeper takes the puck out from the Naoimh Barrow club. That's Pádraig Ryan. He goes long down the field. It's a battle possession. It's won by Brendan Fox. He bats the ball down, but Dublin should win possession here with James Norris. Norris is in possession. Galway put him under pressure, and the Dublin men work it back to Rory Flannery, who does start. He plays the ball across the field to Fionn Daly. Indeed, it's Fíochra Cadd. Cadd goes for a score, but well blocked there by the Galway man, and that Galway man was Rhys O'Connor. He's come into the team today, but good defensive play there by Cathal Maloney. The ball goes out over the line, and a line ball to Dublin on the stand side of the field. Small enough crowd here. It's maybe 200 to 300 people here as this sideline cut is taken. It goes across the field, well taken by Jonah Donnan. Good touch by the Pearson's man at centre half back. He gets the ball long down the field. Kieran Lean is in it. He drops the ball out of his hand. He was just about to make the run away, and Dublin picked the ball up with their wing back. That's Tommy Cullen, who's highly rated, as I said, in Dublin. He is on Kieran Lean, and Cullen tries to come away with the ball, but good play there by Ronan Murphy. He puts the Dublin men under pressure. Galway getting in the challenges early on as Owen Malady tries to win the ball in the middle of the field. The Kilkenny Ironman, he kicks the ball forward, and Dublin are back there with Rory Duffy. Duffy trying to come out from the corner back position. He's in possession, and he's out now out around the middle of the field, and he hits the ball in towards the two man full forward line for Dublin. The man who's trying to win it is wearing number 15. That's Adam Ryan, and the Raheny man can't keep the ball in play. It goes out over the line, but some serious intent early on. We can see it from a Galway perspective.
Yeah, it's noticeable there now in the early exchanges, the work rate and the Hookin and Hassan and Harry and that Galway are putting in. They really want to put the hurt of the last day against Kilkenny to bed.
Ronan Murphy wins the ball. He gets Galway on the attack in towards Brian Callan, lining out at a corner forward, but Dublin have numbers back there, and they come away from the half back line, and eventually the Dublin man is coming out from the corner back position, and it's cleared down the field by Shane Dunphy into the full forward line. Out comes Rhys O'Connor to get a touch on it, but it's taken up by Derek Kilduff. Derek Kilduff off the left hand side will go for a score, but I don't think it's going to come in. It's going to go outside the post, and that's two wides now for Dublin. Galway yet to strike wide. I'm just looking at the umpires. They have the white tops of the umpires is gone. These guys are wearing all the same training tops of some sort, Gordon. They're grey colour anyway, and they have the same caps on them as well. They look well.
Unless they wore white and they didn't wash well or something, but yeah, something new.
The traditional garb is gone anyway from the umpires today as Dublin win possession with Tommy Cullen. Cullen goes in towards the full forward, half forward line, looking for Fíochra Cadd. Cadd picks out James Norris wearing number 11. He hand passes the ball across the field looking for Fionn Daly. Fionn Daly lets the ball go, and Galway put the pressure in, and Eamon McGlynn tries to win it over on the far side of the field, but it's won by the Dublin man. It goes out over the line in the far side of the field, and that's a line ball to Galway. There's a Dublin man, Derek Kilduff from the Round Towers Club in Lusk. He's down injured here before beside us. He had a wide there early on, but Galway have the sideline, and it's going to be be taken by Owen Malidi over on the far side of the field. He has got Galway's point so far. 3 minutes into the game, he pulls in that ball, but it goes out over the line again, and it's going to be a line ball to Dublin, and a chance for Dublin to launch an attack. But Derek Kilduff seems to have picked up a hand injury here. He's a good forward, Gordon, and I wonder, is he in a bit of bother?
Yeah, he's down there for a couple of moments. I think he has connections to the Kilduff family in Clerdenbridge. A very talented hurler, and he's up on his feet and looks to be ready to go again.
A line ball over on the far side of the field. It's won by Galway. Gavin Maher wins it, gets it off to Jonah Donnan. He plays the ball along the ground towards Owen Malidi, but he can't win the possession. He's under pressure, and it's won by the Dublin man. And Dublin have the ball won in the middle of the field. They try to go forward with their wing forward, Tom Higgins, and Higgins is in possession, the man wearing number 10. Tom Higgins sprays the ball right across the field towards James Norris, who's trying to make a run. He does make a run. He's trying to get away and keep this ball in play. He does keep it in play. Brendan Fox from Carrymore puts him under pressure, but he does well to get the ball out the field. And Cathal Maloney, though, is there from a Galway perspective. He pulls first time in the shitter. It only reaches the midfielder, Fionn Daly. And Fionn Daly is in possession. He tries to take on Cathal Maloney. Fionn Daly, wearing number 9, gets the ball back the field. And Dublin come on the attack over on the far side of the field. Malidi comes in from a Galway perspective, and Malidi does well. He has the ball in his hand. He's soloing forward now. There's 3 Dublin men on him. There's 4 Dublin men on him. He's still going forward, Owen Malidi. He's got a runner outside in his clubmate, Eamon McGlynn. But Dublin have numbers there. And eventually they win the ball, get it in towards Kilduff in the full forward line. Kilduff and Dara Burke battling possession. Burke, the big man from Kinvara, wins the ball. And he does well. He gets it out to another Kinvara man. That's Reece O'Connor. Reece O'Connor soloing forward. And off the left hand side, he gets Galway onto the attack, in towards Brian Cannon. The ball goes over Brian Cannon's head into the path of Ronan Cahalan. Cahalan bearing down on goal. But great defensive play by the fullback, Shane Duffy. He just gets a flick in there. Ronan Cahalan tries to win it, as does Brian Cannon, but Shane Dunphy did well for Dublin there. The ball is going to break. Ronan Cahalan from Climber Daly, he's in possession. He gets the ball off towards Ronan Murphy, the Clarenbridge man. He's fouled there, surely. He is fouled. That's going to be a free in, but there was half a goal chance, Gordon. But Shane Dunphy, the fullback for Dublin, got a beautiful flick in, but Galway have won the free.
Yeah, an excellent flick there from the fullback, and Ronan was bearing down in goal, and I'm sure he had goal on his mind, but a goal saving flick there from the fullback, Shane Dunphy. And a difficult free now for Galway here near the stand side.
Yeah, a free to Galway. It's going to be taken by Killian Roach, the man who scored 1-4 last week. The Skahanamon Benyamalakman takes the free. He launches it in towards the goals. He puts it between the posts. That's a good score by Killian Roach, and there was intent with that strike, Gordon. He puts it between the posts. 2 points to no score. Good start for Galway.
Yeah, it was a difficult free now. It was very close to the end line, and he hit it with purpose, and an excellent free taker, Killian, and made no mistake with it.
Galway have started well. They lead by 2 points to no score. The ball breaks in the half hour line. It's won by the Dublin man. That Dublin man is wearing number 14, Cathal Barrett. Cathal Barrett makes the space to go for a score. He got 5 points the last day. He's got his first of the day today. He puts it between the posts, and the Trinity Gales man has got Dublin's first score of the day. 6 minutes in, they're playing with the wind. Good score by Cathal Barrett. A very good hurler, this guy. Got 5 points last week against Wexford.
Yeah, it'll be a very interesting battle between Cathal and Dara Burke. They're two talented hurlers, and they'll have a great battle, I'm sure, over the hour.
Brian Cannon wins the puck out, a long puck out from Sean Kelly, but it comes off Cannon's hurl and it goes out over the line on the far side of the field. The line ball is to Dublin. Galway lead by 2 points to one. We have reached the 6th minute of the first half, and it's the centre half back, Cathal O'Flynn, who will take the sideline. He's the Dublin captain for today's game. He's been told to go back to the 20 metre line, and that's exactly what he does. And it's Cathal O'Flynn who will take the sideline for the Dublin men. 2 points to one, as we said. Galway's 2 points coming from that Killian Roach free, and Owen Malidi score right from the throw-in. Dublin have responded with a score from Cathal Barrett. As this sideline comes, it's a good long sideline cut, by the way. It's going to be won by the Dublin men. It's going to be won by James Norris, the centre half forward. He's under pressure, though, from the Galway men. That Galway man is Sean Moran, but he's adjudged to have fouled James Norris, and the Ballyboden man is fouled. It's going to be a free into Dublin. It's Rory Flannery from Kilmacud. Got 8 points last week, 6 from frees. He will take this free for Dublin. He is with the wind, or aided by what we think. There's a fairly strong wind in the first half aiding Dublin, and it's going to be, he's outside his own 65 metre line as he takes this, or inside his own 65 metre line as he takes this free for Dublin. And we'll see, has he got the distance here? He lifts it confidently, Rory Flannery. He has got the distance. Has he got the accuracy? He hasn't got the accuracy, because it comes off the post and it breaks into the hand of Cathal Maloney. And Maloney did well for Galway to get the ball out towards Brendan Fox. Brendan Fox is in possession. He's half hooked, though, and the ball is going to be won by the Dublin man. It's the free taker, Rory Flannery, who has it. Flannery makes the space. He's half hooked, though, and good play there. And Jonah Donnan is in possession for Galway. Gets the ball out to Gavin Maher. Back to Jonah Donnan, who's running forward and has Brendan Fox in support. The ball is on the ground. Brendan Fox, though, has time to pick it up for Galway. He's up on his own half hour now. Brendan Fox from Carnmore gets the ball across the field, looking for Killian Roach. It comes off his hand, and Kieran Lean is making the run from the wing forward position, but it should be a Dublin ball. It is a Dublin ball. It's won well by Tommy Cullen, but somehow the ball came out of his hand and goes out over the line, and it's a line ball on this side of the field. But Cathal Maloney, Gordon, was alert to that when it came back off the post, and if he hadn't got it, Adam Ryan could have been on hand.
Yeah, very quick reactions from Cahill to see the danger and to get that ball out of defence as quick as he could. It's difficult, I suppose, for both attacks with both sides sort of having an extra man there in the defence.
8 minutes gone. The ball is won by the Dublin fullback, but he's put under good pressure there by Brian Callanan. Brian Callanan tries to win possession. His parents are right out here in front of us as Kieran Rory Duffy is in possession. Rory Duffy gets the ball out towards Tommy Cullen. Tommy Cullen goes long with that ball as far as he can, put it down the field. It should be Donal Donnan's ball, and Donnan goes up highest and wins that ball out of the air. Gets the ball out to Reese O'Connor. O'Connor comes inside two double pairs, does well to get the hand pass off. The hand pass to Owen Malady. Malady comes inside his man, and Malady does well. Beautiful pass by Malady into the pass of Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy from Cambridge takes on his man. He's got the ball twice now. What's he going to do? He hits it off the ground. He's still going forward. He's fouled, surely. Referee says play on. Three Dublin men came on in there. It looked as if he was fouled. Referee hasn't given the free. And the Galway management team and subs incensed by that one. And you can see why, because Ronan Murphy looked to be fouled. It's picked up by Killian Roach. Roach gets the ball across the field, and the Dublin man tries to come in. But it's won by Brian Callanan. Callanan is under pressure there from the cornerback. Callanan is still going forward. This will be a super effort if it can go between the post by Brian Callanan. It can't. It just goes outside the post. That's the first wide of the day from a Galway perspective. But Ronan Murphy going through there, Cyril. Or Gordon, we'll have Cyril with us tomorrow. We're used to him in the position here beside us. That's Cyril Farrell.
I don't know if that's an insult now or a compliment.
We'll take it as a compliment. The ball is won by the wing forward, Tom Higgins. We'll stay with the play a minute. Tom Higgins soloing forward for Dublin. He's a big man. Tom Higgins tries to get away from his man. He's still in possession. Higgins got a point last week, lays the ball across the field towards the wing back. The wing back is Conor Quinn. Conor Quinn going forward, wearing number 5. He goes for a score. Conor Quinn has put it between the posts, and sides are level. Good score by Conor Quinn, the wing back. The sides are level, but Galway incensed that wasn't a free given there to Ronan Murphy. He certainly looks to be fouled, Gordon.
Yeah, it looked like an easy decision for the referee. He was bearing in goal, and he was taken down, and it was an excellent opportunity for Killian Roach to extend his tally to 2.
Yeah, Kieran Lean wins the puck out. He goes along with that ball, but Dublin have a man in space. But it's won by Ronan Cahill, and his jersey is pulled there. The referee still doesn't give a free, and the referee says play on. That was a blatant free there. His jersey pulled behind him. Ronan Cahill takes on his man, and then he's adjudged to have been fouled, and eventually Galway get the free. But Cahill's jersey was nearly pulled off on there. Gordon, not given, but eventually we do get the free in a more advantageous position now, just outside the 45 metre line.
Yeah, you'd be questioning the referee's decision making there in the last couple of minutes. There's been a couple of frees all to go with, and now Killian has this opportunity, and it's straight in front of the post.
In the other game, there are 8 minutes to go. Kilkenny are back in business against Wexford. There's only 2 points between them now, 217 to 118, as this free is going to be taken by Killian Roach. Roach gets ready to take the free on the 45 metre line. It should be a point from a Galway perspective. Killian Roach puts it between the posts, and that's his second score of the day. A young man who's still under 16, he has been taking the responsibility of the freeze. He puts his second over the bar, and Galway leading now by 3-2. 10 minutes gone here as this puck out is going to be taken by Pádraig Ryan. Pádraig Ryan tries to pick out the wing back Conor Quinn. Conor Quinn gets the ball off there, but it's intercepted by Eamon McGlynn. McGlynn going forward now. McGlynn is in possession. He did well there. Gets the ball back to Brian Callanan. Callanan comes inside two Dublin players there, tries to take them on. Brian Callanan is still in possession for Galway, but he gets it back to Eamon McGlynn. McGlynn surveys his options, goes back the field to Killian Roach in a standing position. He's half blocked down though, and the ball goes in towards the goals. Will it go out for a 65 metre free? It won't. It's going to picked up by Cahill O'Flynn. Cahill O'Flynn is in possession. He gets the ball out to the last man who scored for Dublin. That's Conor Quinn, wearing number 5. Conor Quinn comes inside his man, but he loses possession. Good play there by the Galway man, putting Conor Quinn under pressure. Dublin tried to come out of defence, but Galway have won it back. A good touch by Killian Roach there. He does well to get the ball out to the middle of the field to Sean Moran. Sean Moran goes for a score, the Castlegar youngster, and unfortunately it just goes to the wrong side of the post. That's 2 wides for Galway. Dublin have struck through, but Galway lead by 3-2. 12 minutes played. Dublin take a quick puck out over to the far side of the field. Darragh Burke, the big powerful man, is underneath that ball from a Galway perspective, as is Derek Kilduff, and Kilduff does well to win that ball ahead of Darragh Burke. And Darragh Kilduff goes for a score. It'll be the score of the day so far. If he puts it over the bar, he has put it over the bar. That's a great score by Darragh Kilduff. He outfielded Darragh Burke there. Good score, 3 points apiece.
Yeah, an excellent point from Kilduff. He's a lively forward there, and he's causing a lot of trouble for Galway already, and Dublin will be looking to feed him with more ball.
3 points apiece. Well taken, the puck out by Kieran Lean, the Crawhall man. Kieran Lean is in possession. Kieran Lean just took a small bit too much out of the ball there. I think he knew himself, Gordon, he was about to hit it, and then he hit it eventually. He kind of knew that maybe he'd taken a small bit out of it.
Yeah, he wasn't surprised right when the referee blew for it.
But it's 3 points apiece then. It's got to be a free to Dublin, and the free is to Rory Flannery. He had the distance the last time. I suppose the ball came back off the post, didn't go between the posts, but it's going to be a free to Rory Flannery, pretty much the same position as he took the last one. He's just outside his own 65 metre free line. It's not an easy one by any stretch of the imagination, but here comes the free taker. The free taker is Rory Flannery, the Kilmacud Crokes youngster. Kilmacud have a lot of good young players coming through, including this man. He takes the free. I don't think he's too happy with it. He isn't happy with it because it goes wide, and that's a third wide for Dublin. The sides are level, 3 points apiece. 13 minutes played here. as the goalkeeper. Sean Kelly gets ready to take the puck out. A Galway Minter, I think, chair lines over on the far side of the field, has been told to get off the field. The referee is going over to speak to him now. I think he just brought out water to one of the players or a hurler or something like that, and it's a bit pernickety by the referee. I think he's giving him a yellow card over on the far side of the field, Gordon.
Yeah, he's more things to be worrying about than to be given a yellow card, but seems a bit pointless, really.
Seems a bit pointless. He brought a hurl out to one of the players, and he was obviously, I don't know what the rule is, but anyway, he brought a hurl out to one of the players, was told to get off the field, and he picks up a yellow card. The quick puck out is taken. It goes to Dara Burke, and Dara Burke was long, but it's going to be intercepted by the centre half back. That's the Cahal O'Flynn. Cahal O'Flynn is under pressure now from Ronan Cahalan. Cahalan does well for Galway. He stands the O'Flynn up, and Flynn can't get away from him, and eventually the ball goes over towards the sideline. And Galway have it with Ronan Murphy. He's a judge to have gone out over the line. Had the ball gone out first, though, before Galway won it, it hadn't. The linesman says it's going to be a line ball over in the far side the field, but Galway putting Dublin under pressure, and something maybe we didn't see enough of maybe last week against Kilkenny.
Yeah, we're going back to again about the work rate and getting a performance out of this team, and that's they're certainly bringing that to the table. They're working and hunting in packs so far.
Gavin Maher is in possession. Gavin Maher does well. He gets up the field, looks for Brian Cannon at corner forward. Cannon tries to pull out the hand, but it's going to be won by Eamon McGlynn over there, and then he loses possession. There's two Galway players, two Dublin players. Cannon has it. Brian Cannon is going to go for a score. It'll be a super effort if it goes over the bar by Brian Cannon, but again, it's just going to tail. It's not going to go wide. It's going to be caught by the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper is Páraic Ryan. We can see the wind there, really. It stopped the ball going wide. Now he gets it out to Rory Duffy. Rory Duffy goes long in towards the full forward line. The full forward is out in front of his man. That's Cahal Barrett. Cahal gets the ball across the field towards Norris. James Norris has it. He tries to come inside Jonah Donlan, and good to play there by Sean Moran. He hooked him as he was about to wind up for a shot. He gets the ball back to Fionn Daly. Fionn Daly takes too much out of the ball, and great play by Sean Moran, it must be said there, Gordon. He was the Dublin man, was about to wind up maybe to go through for a goal. He was hooked superbly by Sean Moran, and Galway retrieved the situation, and it's a free out.
Yeah, it's been a symbol of the game so far that we've seen. The hooking and block from Galway has been of a very high standard, and it's saved them on a couple of occasions. Even the first chance there that Fiacre Cad had in the first couple of moments, when Reese O'Connor got him, was a lovely hook as well. So they're working very hard, Galway, and it's good to see.
3 points apiece. The ball is going to be won. The free went out over the line from Jonah Donnan. It's a line ball over on the far side of the field. It's taken by the other centre half back, Cahal O'Flynn. He misses the ball completely the first time. He pulls it out the second time. He gets it some yardage on it, and that stage it goes out over the line. It comes off Kieran Lean, I think, over there off his foot, and goes out over the line. It's a line ball over on the far side of the field. The line ball is to Dublin. We have reached the 15th minute. It's 3 points apiece as this sideline is going to be taken for Dublin. There's 2 points between them in the other game with 3 minutes to go. Wexford hold a 2 point lead over Kilkenny as that ball goes in towards the half forward line. It's won by Reese O'Connor. Just comes out of his hand, but he puts Tom Higgins under pressure. Tom Higgins is in possession. He loses it though under pressure from Brendan Fox. He gets the ball back towards the midfielder. That midfielder is Fionn Daly. Bursts into the heart of the goal. Defence has got a man inside. He's going to go for a score, and off the hurl he puts it between the posts. That puts Dublin 4 points to three in front, and I think it's number 9 Fionn Daly from Scully Connell who's put that between the posts, and Dublin lead by 4 points to three. A good score by Fionn Daly there as Sean Kelly takes the puck out, and Sean Kelly goes to this side of the field looking for Callan, who's out in the half hour line. A good touch by Brian Callan. He has the ball in his hand. He's under pressure there from the wing back. The wing back is Tommy Cullen. Brian Callan loses possession, but Sean Moran comes in to pick it up. Sean Moran from Castlegar gets the ball inside towards Eamon McGlynn from Kilkenny. He hand passed the ball further forward to Moran again. Moran has the ball in his hand. His man, and Sean Moran now is on the 20 metre line. He's got Ronan Murphy outside him. He's still going through. Sean Moran tries to flick the ball forward, but Dublin have the numbers there, and he tried to flick it inside, I think, towards Killian Roach, but the corner back Kieran Fitzgerald did well, and Kieran Fitzgerald comes away. He's blocked down by Killian Roach, and the ball breaks into his hand again, and unlucky from a Galway perspective there, but the Galway forwards are putting the Dublin men under serious pressure there. They can't get the ball out. The corner back Rory Duffy tries to go down it, but that's four Galway players swarming him there as they try to win possession. 4 points to three in favour of Dublin. 17 minutes gone. Galway win possession with Owen Malady. Malady takes on his man. Malady flicks the ball over his head, and he tries to win it back again. He does win it. Owen Malady is still in possession. Owen Malady will he go towards Gavin Maher? He won't. He'll pick the ball further forward in towards Ronan Murphy, but it's going to be intercepted by Cahal O'Flynn, and Cahal O'Flynn is in possession now. He's got Derek Kilduff outside him. Derek Kilduff has got 1 point. He's being marked now by Gavin Maher. He tries to take on Maher. He goes past Maher, and Kilduff is coming down this side of the field right out in front of his. He's still throwing forward. Gavin Maher puts him under intense pressure. A great play by Gavin Maher. He's fouled surely. Referee says play on, but Gavin Maher did well to win possession. It's broken into the path of Tom Higgins. Tom Higgins now going through the heart of the Galway defence. Tom Higgins looking for a point for Dublin, but good defensive play by Jonah Donlan. It came off Donlan, goes out for a 65. Gavin Maher initially did really, really well to put Kilduff under pressure. Donlan then did well, sir, it must be said, to our Gordon, to get the touch in there, and it's gone out for a 65 and a chance here for Dublin to extend their lead, but again Galway putting the pressure on.
Yeah, and Gavin was unlucky there not to get a free out as well, after working so hard to get possession back off Kilduff. He had the hard work done and looked to have been entitled to a free, and Dublin then had the chance to score, and now now they have this 65 to extend their lead to 5 points to 3 if he can get this over.
Yeah, Flannery will take the free for Dublin, but Galway putting them under intense pressure, but Dublin are playing with the wind advantage in the first half, it must be said. Flannery makes no mistake this time, third time lucky for him from the place, Paul. That's his first score. It comes from a 65. Dublin lead by 5 points to 3. Galway's Sean Kelly from St. Thomas's will take the puck out. He goes over towards this side of the field and he goes long down the field looking for Eamon McGlynn. McGlynn will pull up that left hand, will he? The ball goes over his head though. Brian Cannon tries to win it, but it's Tom Higgins who's there, and Tom Higgins does well to get it back to the centre half back. That's Cathal O'Flynn. Cathal O'Flynn is put under pressure. The ball has gone out over the line. It's going to be a line ball to Galway. It's caught by Kenneth Burke, the Galway manager, and it's going to be a line ball, and the line ball is to Galway on this side of the field, and they've been told to bring the ball further forward. Eamon McGlynn is interested in maybe taking this sideline for Galway. 5 points to three, his side are in arrears at the moment. Galway's points coming from Owen Malady from play and Killian Roach from two free. So we have reached the 19th minute of this first half. We see Dublin have two sweepers back there, and McGlynn takes the sideline, but it's intercepted by the wing back Tom E. Cullen, and he's just pushed in the back there by Ronan Murphy, and it's going to be a free, and the free is to Dublin on this side of the field, and Cathal O'Byrne has come out from centre half back to take it, but Flannery is nonchalantly running over from the wing forward position. It's obvious this guy is a good hurler, but he doesn't look too fit. He's kind of limping there, and he's well strapped up, Gordon.
Yeah, he's a heavily strapped leg, so but he's a big unit there as well in that half forward line, and he's a target for those Dublin puckouts. We'd like to see a bit more movement, I suppose, from the Galway forwards. Let's say we've got possession up and they're looking for runners. There hasn't been those runners for the opportunity for the scores.
Flannery takes the free, but this one goes wide as well. He'd be disappointed with that. Four wides for Dublin, two for Galway. It's 5 points to three, the Dublin lead. Galway take the puck out over on the far side of the field. They're into additional time in the other game. Wexford lead by three as a Dublin win possession with Conor Quinn. He gets the ball forward towards Kilduff. Tarek Kilduff is a dangerous player for Dublin. He's on a lot of ball. Tarek Kilduff is a player on this side of the field. He picks out Tommy Cullen, and Tommy Cullen from Ballantyre St. John's winds up for a big one. He goes for a score, but again he puts it wide, and that's another wide for Dublin. Five for Dublin, but Dublin playing with wind advantage, and if you're a forward in there, you'll be disappointed with those quality balls going in, but Galway will be quite content. The ball is picked out to Brendan Fox. Fox goes long in towards Killian Roach. Roach is in front of his man. He lets the ball go, and it just skips off the surface, goes out over the line on the far side of the field. A line ball to Dublin. 5 points for Galway. 5 points for Dublin, I should say. 3 points for Galway. 20 minutes in. A line ball, as we said, over on the far side of the field for the men of Dublin. Their scorers have been Conor Quinn, Fionn Daly, Rory Flannery, Cathal Barrett, and Dara Kilduff. As the quick free, I thought the quick one was taken, but they've decided to leave it to Cathal O'Flynn, the team captain, over on the far side of the field. Nice day, it must be said, here in Parnell Park for this game. Of course, the Dublin senior hurlers playing later as well. They're playing at 6 o'clock against Carlow. And of course, Galway and Kilkenny, the big game tomorrow, live on Galway Bay FM from 2 o'clock from Pier Stadium in the Leinster Championship. The ball is won by Rory Flannery. Flannery goes for a score from out the field. He's got the distance. He doesn't have the accuracy. Six wides. I think he's had four of them. And the wides are building up from a Dublin perspective. We know they're wind-aided, but they'll be disappointed to have six wides on the board.
Yeah, it's like both teams are trying to keep away from the sweeper, and they're opting to strike from out the field rather than get the ball into the full forward line.
Dublin have numbers in defence again, and one of them is Conor Quinn. He comes away with the ball, but Galway put him under pressure. The ball breaks the middle field to Owen Malady. That's a chop. Referee says it comes off the Galway or the Dublin man. It goes out over the line, and a line ball on this side of the field. The line ball is to Galway, and Owen Malady is interested in taking it. Owen Malady, has he got a runner? Owen Malady plays the ball in towards the full forward line, looking for Ronan Cahalan, but out comes the Dublin fullback, but he lays the ball into the path of Cahalan, who does well. Ronan Cahalan winds up for a score. That's a good score if it goes between the posts by Ronan Cahalan. Has it gone between the posts? It has gone between the posts. That's a great score. Ronan Cahalan's first score. He's the first Galway forward to score from play as well. He puts it between the posts. That'll give him good confidence. 5 points to four as the ball is sprayed quickly out towards Tommy Cullen. Cullen goes over to the far side of the field. Well defensive play and well played by Gavin Maher over there. Gets the ball out towards Brendan Fox. Fox gives it back to Maher. Maher goes long up towards Eamon McGlynn. McGlynn has the ball in his hand now. McGlynn hand passes the ball off to Brendan Fox again. Fox goes back to Gavin Maher. Galway holding on to position. Then they decide to go in towards the full forward and looking for Killian Roach. He puts out the left hand. He has the ball in his left hand. Killian Roach goes back to field again looking for Eamon McGlynn. McGlynn is under pressure though. Roach though heads him out, and Roach is in possession. He's out now on the 45 metre line. Sprays the ball across the field, but Dublin's Tommy Cullen tries to win it under pressure from Kieran Ling. Ling puts him under pressure, as does Ronan Murphy, and Ronan Murphy wins it for Galway. Ronan Murphy gets the ball back to Killian Roach, and from the 65 metre line, he goes for a score. He launches it in towards the goals, but it goes in towards the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper's Pádraig Ryan, and I think think there's a Dublin man injured. It's just the follow through there from Killian Roach. Yep. Killian Roach just struck the ball. The Dublin player tried to come in and block him. He just gets a slight injury there. It's going to be an indirect free for the the goalkeeper for Dublin. But better from Galway. They're putting Dublin under pressure. It's a nervy sort of game. 5 points to four. There isn't a lot between the teams. But Dublin, as we said, have the wind in the first half.
Yeah, and as we mentioned there, a lot of the hurling is going on in the middle third, and there's a lot of short passing, trying to look to see is there an opportunity for a runner. But I'd say both forwards need to be moving more, let's say, and creating those spaces, so the scoring opportunities will come eventually.
Yeah, they sure will. Wexford still lead by 3 points. They're into additional time in that game. Wexford and Kilkenny, that would be a big win if Wexford could hold on for a victory in that one. It's going to be a free out, and the free out is to the goalkeeper, and that goalkeeper, as we said, is Pádraig Ryan. He will take the free out for the men of Dublin. Following that, just an indirect free. Of course, he's from his own goal line, so he just launches it down the field under his own Malady for Galway. Malady does well to take that ball out of the air. We have reached the 24th minute. Malady trying to solo forward for Galway. Malady's under pressure. He still has the ball in his hand. He got Galway's opening score. Is he fouled there? He is fouled there on the 65-metre line. That's going to be a free to Galway. And it's out from the full forward line comes Killian Roach. This is a difficult one. He's just on the 65-metre line as he will take this. 5 points to four, a point between them. 24 minutes gone here.
Be interesting to see how the distance Killian get with this now going into the wind.
Yeah, it just sure will, as he's hitting this ball into the wind, as Gordon says. 5 points to four. It's here in Parnell Park, as Killian Roach has gained a couple of yards, as any good free taker does. He brings it inside the 65-metre line.
61 or two now.
He's getting ready to take this. 24 minutes played. He has the distance, but has he got the accuracy? He hasn't. It just comes off the post wide, but he did have the distance. Unlucky from Killian Roach's perspective and Gawler's perspective. That ball going wide. 5 points to four. 24 and a half minutes played, as Pádraig Ryan from the Nave Barrow Club will take the puck out. He goes out towards the centre half back, Cathal O'Flynn, and Flynn does well. He's under pressure from three Galway, and he's put under pressure by Ronan Murphy. Cathal O'Flynn is still soloing forward. Ronan Murphy's putting him under pressure. Flynn still has it, but Murphy still follows. Good ball across the field towards James Norris. He's in possession over Dublin. He tries to take on Gavin Maher. He does take on Gavin Maher. Gets it out to Kilduff. Kilduff comes inside. Kilduff is a nippy player. Kilduff is in possession. He's going for a score. It'll be a lovely score if he puts it over the bar. Has Derek Kilduff put it over the bar? No. He hasn't. That's seven wides for Dublin, three for Galway. And Dublin are having the wides in this first half. Galway take the quick puck out, though. And it's a long one by the goalkeeper, Sean Kelly, the long puck champion, of course. He looks for Brian Callan over the far side field. Brilliantly taken out of the air by Brian Callan, out on the half hour line for Galway. He winds up for a score. It'll be a massive score if it goes over the bar. It's going to hang, though. It's going to hang in towards Kieran Lean. But the player in the full back line does well. That's Dunphy for Dublin. Gets it off towards O'Flynn. O'Flynn gets it out towards Tommy Cullen from Ballinteer St. John's. Tommy Cullen plays a low ball out to the middle of the field. And Dublin coming in with the man wearing number six. That man is Cathal O'Flynn, the team captain. He winds up for a big one. Cathal O'Flynn has the distance. Cathal O'Flynn has the accuracy. That's a superb score by Cathal O'Flynn, the centre half back. He puts it over the bar. But prior to that, a brilliant catch out of the year, it must be said, by the Galway man, as Galway take that, Brian Callan, as Galway take the quick puck out towards Jonah Donlan. Donlan goes long, but Dublin have numbers back there, and is Kieran Lean going to get there? But it's O'Flynn, the man who got the last point. He's going to get there ahead of all comers, and eventually the ball is played back to the fullback, Shane Dunphy. Dunphy coming out now from the fullback line. He's still going forward. That's 2 points between them. 6 points to four. He picks out Tom Higgins. Tom Higgins is in possession now. Tom Higgins hand passes the ball back to Dunphy. Dunphy flicks it off the hurl. He goes back the field again. Dublin trying to work it out with their midfielder, Fiacra Cod. Cod goes over to the far side of the field. Darragh Burke for Galway should get there ahead of the full 40. Both of them decide to leave it, and it goes wide. And the Dublin wides are mounting now. 8.8 of them. They lead by 6 points to four, but they are playing with wind advantage in this first half. Galway will be happy enough. There are 26 minutes gone, and that ball goes long down the field again. It's won by Tom O'Higgins, and Dublin are playing a bit deeper than Galway in this first half. He's been fouled. That's going to be a free out. It's all over in the other game. Wexford have beaten Dublin by 3 points in the Leinster Minor Championship, Gordon. That's a bit of a shock. 220 to 120.
Yeah, especially after
Wexford have beaten Kilkenny, I should say.
Yeah, especially after Kilkenny's performance against Galway last week. So it'll set up a nice tie for Galway and Wexford next weekend.
Yeah, it sure does. If Galway could win this, they'd be right back in contention for a semi-final place. That ball is won by Cathal Barrett over there. Cathal Barrett does well to get the ball off to Kilduff. Derek Kilduff comes across the field, and that ball is going to be won by the Dublin man again, Tom Higgins. Tom Higgins is in possession now. Tom Higgins for Dublin goes for a score. Tom Higgins high in towards the goals, and Tom Higgins puts it over the bar. He is a big man at winning forward. He gets his first score of the day, and all of a sudden Dublin stretch into a 3 points lead, 7 points to four. Galway take the quick puck out. Oh, Malady makes himself available. Malady comes inside his man. He has got Cathal Maloney with him. He decides to go over Maloney's head into the path of Jonah Donnan, who's running forward from the centre half back position. Donnan does well to get the ball forward towards Brian Callan. Callan and the corner back, that's Rory Duffy battling position now, and Duffy wins that ball, but Callan does really well for goal. He picks it up. Callan coming in on the inline now. Brian Callan bearing down on goal, he's under pressure. The ball goes across the goals and it's picked up by the Dublin cornerback Kieran Fitzgerald. The goalkeeper was in absolutely no man's land there, but Kieran Fitzgerald does well. He's under pressure from Killian Roach. Three between them now as that ball is out towards the half back line. It's won by the centre half back Cathal O'Flynn. O'Flynn goes long, but Gavin Maher decides to let the ball go out over the line. Good play by Gavin Maher there. It's a line ball to Doug Galway, and it looks as if initially he was giving it towards Dublin, but it's a line ball to Galway over on the far side of the field. 28 minutes played here, 2 minutes plus additional time to go, 7 points to 4. It's just waiting for a spark, I'd say, Gordon.
It is. They're very evenly matched, both sides, from a physical point of view and a skill point of view, and very little between the sides, and they seem to be counteracting each other.
Galway take the sideline. It's picked up by Owen Maleedy in the middle of the field. Maleedy, the Kilkenny Ironman, goes back to the Pearce's man. That's Jonah Donnan. Donnan surveys his options before going up low this side of the field, looking for Kieran Lean. Lean is under pressure, though, and is going to be picked up by Cathal O'Flynn. O'Flynn is in possession for Dublin. The two Galway men put him under pressure there. Cathal O'Flynn, has he held onto the ball? The ball is on the ground. It's a free in. Yes, he held onto the ball, and good play by Ronan and Murphy there, put him under pressure, and it's going to be a free in, and a free in to Galway.
Yeah, and Cathal O'Flynn looked to have been fouled first, but there was no free given, and then when Cathal was on the ground then he lied over it. But he's been an impressive performer for Dublin this afternoon, and playing a captain's part for them there at number 6. He's been up and down the field and added an excellent point from play to his tally.
Yeah, here comes the free, and the free is 2. Killian Roach, he's been good with him so far. He's pointed 2, he's looking for point number 3. He lifts, he bends, he strikes, but it's blocked by the Dublin man. Just didn't get elevation on it, and it's blocked by that man you mentioned, Cathal O'Flynn. O'Flynn does well to get the ball out the field, but Galway have it. Galway have it back with Kieran Lean. There's a goal scoring opportunity. Lean is shot into the back of the net. A goal for Galway. Kieran Lean has put it in the back of the net. The free by Killian Roach. He just didn't get any elevation in it. It came off the centre half back, Cathal O'Flynn, into the path of Kieran Lean, and he made no mistake in blasting it to the net. Galway got a break, they've taken it, and a great goal by Kieran Lean.
It was excellently taken by Lean, and you know, the game needed that, didn't it? And yeah. Coming right at the best time for Galway, just before half time.
Just before half time, Galway get the break with the goal from Kieran Lean, and good play by Lean again, puts Nora the wing forward. That's a Derek Hilduff under series best there, picked up by Gavin Maher. That's going to be a free, and the free out is to Galway, and that goal has lifted the Galway crowd out here in front of us. And Killian Roach just didn't lift the free, and it was blocked by the centre half back. It broke out to Lean. He took on the Dublin defence, and he made no mistake. There was only one thing on his mind, that was goal. As Jonah Donnan takes the free, Jonah Donnan sprays the ball across the field. Could Galway lead at half time? That would be good. If the ball is broken back by Brian Callan, back to Eamon McGlynn. Is this the lead for Galway? Eamon McGlynn high in towards the goals, and Eamon McGlynn puts it over the bar, and the Galway crowd are showing their appreciation for that score from Eamon McGlynn. One between them now. Galway lead 1-5 to 7 points, and it just shows how quickly a game can turn, Gordon. A goal and a point in about 60 seconds have seen Galway turn a 3-point deficit into a 1-point lead.
Absolutely, and that goal has really given a lift to Galway, and now to see can they finish off before half time with a couple of more scores.
The ball goes long down the field. It's going to break into the path of Brendan Fox, but Tom Higgins tries to pick it up for Dublin, but Fox does well, as does Gavin Maher. Beautifully picked up by Gavin Maher, but he just gives a poor pass away, and it's picked up by Kilduff. Kilduff is going to go for a score from the sideline. He's going to continue on. Kilduff goes for a score. It's going to go between the posts. The sides are level, isn't it? It's a superb score by Derek Kilduff. He's a nifty player. Gavin Maher, just unfortunate, he picked a superb ball up, just the hand pass didn't go to hand. It's picked up by Derek Kilduff, and that's a super score. Level again, Gordon. Yeah, 5 to 8 points.
Just goes to show any complacency has been punished, and we've seen it on both ends of the field.
We're into the additional time. Dublin have won the puck out, as won by Flannery. Flannery goes forward for Dublin, gets the ball off to Fionn Daly. Fionn Daly is upended there, so probably by Jonah Donnan, but Fionn Daly is still on the ball. He's following forward, he's got a man inside. Will he pick him out? He won't, because Donnan goes back, and Donnan does well for Galway and gets the flick out towards the middle of the field, where Owen Maleedy tries to win it, but it's picked up by the wing forward. The wing forward is Rory Flannery. He goes for a score, and that's another wide for Flannery. I think he's hit 5 of those 9 wides that Dublin have struck. Is the referee calling for the ball? It's half time almost here. We've 31 minutes played. The sides level. Dublin 8 points, Galway 1-5. Quick puck by Sean Kelly. Picks out Cathal Maloney, the team captain, and the Ballygar man is blocked down, and eventually it breaks back to him again. Cathal Maloney is in possession. He's under pressure there from Adam Ryan. He does well, Maloney, and eventually he gets away with possession and gets it out towards the far side of the field, looking for Killian Roach. It goes over his head. Will it be kept in play by Brian Callan? It won't. It goes over the line on the far side of the field, and the referee, Kieran Flynn from Meath, is just looking at his watch. We have 31-30 played here. Sides level. Dublin 8 points. Galway 1-5. It's been low scoring in this first half, but Galway's goal coming there from Kieran Lean has got them right back in the game. The sides are level as the sideline is going to be taken over there by Cathal O'Flynn, the team captain for Dublin. O'Flynn will take the sideline over on the far side of the field. for Dublin. O'Flynn does take the sideline. He picks out his man. He picks out the cornerback, Rory Duffy. And Duffy gets the ball across the field. And with that, the referee has blown for halftime. It's halftime here. The sides are level at halftime. Delicately poised, Gordon, as we go in at halftime. 8 points for Dublin. 1-5 for Galway. Your thoughts on that first half before we hand back to studio?
Yeah, those couple of scores there before halftime. Bringing Galway back into it. Even if they went down in at halftime, a couple of points down, you wouldn't have been too perturbed with the wind to come in the second half. And I think as well, these players getting used to the ground conditions. As we walked along the pitch there beforehand, the ground is firm, the ball is zipping along the grass, and they wouldn't be used to playing in those conditions with the conditions we've had over the last few weeks. So that, and we've seen a lot of balls go out over the sideline on the far side of the field as well, so it takes time for the players to adjust to all these things. But Galway would be happy enough going in at half time. Started well, went out of it in the middle there where Dublin outscored them 7 points to 2 between the 7th and 26th minute. Dublin guilty of some wayward shooting as well at the same time, but Galway steadied the ship. Their work rate has been impressive, their hooking, their blocking, and I think that'll be most pleasing to Kenneth at half time.
Yeah, it's half time here. A Kieran Lean goal just before half time has seen Galway level with Dublin as it's half time, as I said, in this Leinster Minor Championship. In the other game, as we said, Wexford beating Kilkenny by 3 points, 220 to 120, I think the score was in that game. But from here, from Parnell Park at half time, come back to us in about 10 minutes' time. We'll be ready to go at the second half. It's delicately poised here, John. The sides level. Kieran Neen's goal sees Galway level at halftime. 1-5 for Galway, 8 points for Dublin.
Live match broadcast in association with Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Download our new app today.
Yeah, you're welcome back here. Gordon has left me for a couple of moments, but John McIntyre of the Connacht Tribune is beside us. John, the Galway team about to come out onto the field here, but your thoughts on the opening half? 1-5 to 8 points. Galway get that crucial goal before halftime.
Yeah, a bit of a turning point, and they got a break for it, to be honest, but nicely finished at the same time. They'll have the advantage of the win in the second half. Comparing them to last weekend, which was their first time in the championship, they look a little bit sharper, look a little bit more tuned in. Dublin aren't bad though, and I don't think the result is a foregone conclusion yet, but Galway are working hard, and there's no great sense of jeopardy here today, because all four teams qualify for the knockout stages. But psychologically and for morale, victory is important for Galway.
We're almost ready to go, but quickly, your thoughts on tomorrow's big game?
Yeah, obviously the Kilkenny injuries is on paper looks as though it'll compromise their challenge. But having said that, there'll be four players in for the likes of Owen Cody, Adrian Mullen, Owen Murphy, Mikey Cody. Mikey Carey. I just think it puts extra pressure on Galway to get the victory, and it'll be disappointing if they don't.
Yeah, thanks to you for your thoughts there, John. We're ready to go with the second half. We see Owen Malady's gone into the half forward line for Galway at the start of the second half. It's Ronan Murphy and Sean Murphy Sean Moran in the middle of the field. The referee has dropped the shitter. He'd want to pick it up quicker. His hands could be taken off him because there's a little push and a shove in there. The referee throws it in. The second half is underway here. The sides level. Galway tried to win possession in the middle of the field. Galway with the wind advantage in the second half here in Parnell Park, even though it does seem to have abated somewhat as Reese O'Connor tries to win it. They wing back for Galway. Reese O'Connor from Kinvara kicks the ball out the field, but it's only toward the centre half forward. That's James Norris. Norris picks out a Dublin man in spaces. The wing back, Connor Quinn, he goes for a score. It's going in towards the full forward and it's going to break. Brilliantly taken out of the air by the Galway fullback, Dara Burke. He takes it superbly out of the air. He was under pressure there from the full forward Barrett, but eventually the ball is cleared down the field, and it's a Tommy Cullen who tries to win it for Dublin. Tommy Cullen hasn't won it for Dublin. Tommy Cullen is soloing forward. Tommy Cullen still going forward now for Dublin. He finds himself up almost on the 20 metre line. He gets the ball back towards Kilduff. Kilduff now being marked by Gavin Maher, and the ball is placed still with Cullen. Cullen going forward. He's half blocked down there. Is it gone out for 65 or has it gone wide? It's a judge to have gone wide, but Gordon, a superb take there from the Galway fullback Darragh Burke. A long high ball into the square. He showed superb full back play there, coming out with that ball.
An excellent take, all right, from Darragh Burke, and a good clearance, and just see the strength of the wind. And we're looking at Jonah Donnan now, seems to pick up an injury.
Yeah, didn't see what happened to Jonah Donnan there, but he looks in a good bit of discomfort.
Yeah.
He's getting some attention there from the medics. The referee is coming out towards the linesman on this side of the field to have a word with him as to see what happened in that situation to the referee, the linesman, I should say. But Jonah Donnan looks in a good bit of discomfort in the centre-half back position. And there's all the Galway medical team are out beside him. The referee is, I think, speaking to the umpire on the far side of the field, or the linesman on the far side of the field as well, to see what happened there. But Jonah Donnan is on the ground. You didn't see what happened there, Gordon?
No, unless it happened. Although he's Is he holding his...
He's gone into the umpires as well. He's just saying, did the umpires see anything? I don't think they did.
No.
So, Jonah, just rather gingerly trying to get up on his feet here from the centre half-back position. He's had a good game today.
Yeah, Jonah, and a player we know can play in a multiple of positions, but he's really dominating there at number six.
He's a big, powerful man, the centre half-back from the Porrick Pearses Club. He seems to be OK, and he's up just rather gingerly running now, or trying to run off the injury there. But anyway, it's a puck out to Galway. Sean Kelly decides to go along with that one. He goes down the middle. Out from O'Byrne has gone up for the centre half-back, goes over his head, though, and it's going to be won by the Dublin full-back. That's Dunphy. He gets the ball out to Cathal O'Flynn. Cathal O'Flynn now soloing forward. He's had a big game for Dublin. Gets the ball to the wing forward, Flannery. Flannery gets Dublin on the attack again, and off to Fionn Daly. Daly goes in towards the full forward line. Dublin come on the attack. They look for their full forward, Cathal Barrett, but Galway's Gavin Maher does well. Maher has played well for Galway. Gets the ball back to Jonah Donnan. Jonah Donnan does well, and off his left-hand side gets Galway on the attack. He looks for Killian Roach. The ball is in the hand of Killian Roach. He's on the 20-metre line. He's shouldered his man out of the way. This will be a superb score if Roach can put it over the bar. He just puts it to the wrong side of the post and wide. That's a fourth wide for Galway, but in fairness, he did well, Killian Roach. We saw his power there. He just pushed the Dublin cornerback, Kieran Fitzgerald, out of the way, but unfortunately, Gordon, the ball goes wide.
Yeah, it was unfortunate for Killian there. It was a good opportunity to get Galway's first score of the second half.
Yeah, a free there, fouled by Rhys O'Connor on the Dublin man. That's Tom Higgins from that puck out, and it's going to be a free to Dublin over on the far side of the field, and he's just having a word with Rhys O'Connor. He just a pull there, just the ball just held up, I think, and Rhys has fouled his man, and it's going to be a free, and the free is to Rory Flannery, who had four wides, I think, in the first half, and one came off the post as well. As the Dublin goalkeeper comes out towards the centre half back position to speak to the centre half back as Flannery gets ready to take the free, the referee is speaking to a Galway Minter over there, and I think Willie Burke is it that's picked up the yellow card on the far side of the field. Whatever about is the Galway management over on that side of the field. Chair Lines picked up, you know, in the first half. Willie Burke picks up on there again, not quite sure what it was for, but two Galway Minters in the book as the free will be taken by Rory Flannery. Flannery lifts, spins and strikes. He's got the distance, he's got the accuracy too. He puts it between the posts. That's a good score by Rory Flannery. That's his second score of the day, one from a 65 and one from a free. The wind didn't take that one in that particular case. He puts it over the bar. Dublin lead by a point.
Yeah, it's been an even enough start to the second half, and important for Galway sides now to get a score in the
Galway tried to come on the attack, but it's the wing back Conor Quinn who gets there for Dublin. There is a 1 point between the sides as Galway tried to win possession, but it's that centre half forward again, or it's Norris who gets it off, and eventually it's out to Flannery in space. Flannery's winding up for a big one. He launches it in towards the goal. It's going to be caught by the full forward, and Dublin have possibly have a scoring opportunity here. It's the corner forward, Adam Ryan, going through for Dublin, but Galway have good defensive plays there. Gets the ball back to the midfielder. The midfielder is Fiacre Codd. Codd is under pressure. He's a runner inside, but Dublin have a scoring opportunity here, but blocked superbly by the Galway man. That Galway man is Sean Moore. He gets the ball off to Gavin Maher. Galway defended that one well. Gets it out towards Ronan Murphy in the middle of the field. Ronan Murphy is in possession. Ronan tries to take on his man. Ronan does take on his man. He gets it in towards the full forward line. A good touch by Kieran Lean, the goal scorer. Lean is in possession now. Lean winds up for a point. He's got the distance, has he? Has he got the accuracy? He
sure
has.
Score.
It's a superb score. He got a wonderful point, a goal in the first half. He's now got a superb point. A beautiful touch initially. He puts it between the posts. That's a serious score. Sides level again.
Excellent score there from Lean. And just what Galway needed now, just to settle things.
9 points to 1-6. Galway put Dublin under pressure. It's won by Eamon McGlynn, but the centre half back tries to come in on him. McGlynn does well. He gets it off to Brian Callan. Callan takes on his man. Callan is going to wind up for a score, is he? Callan goes for a score from out the field. Is this Brian Callan's first point? It looks as if it is, and Galway lead. Brian Callan puts it over the bar. A superb score by Callan. Galway into the lead. Galway aided by the wind, as we said. They've made use of it so far with two good scores there from Kieran Lane and Brian Callan. We saw the strength of it there, Gordon, with those two scores, but they're two quality scores to see Galway into the lead.
Yeah, just what you wanted to see now from the Galway forwards here in the second half. Brian now taking up the number 14 position.
Galway coming again with Eamon McGlynn. Eamon McGlynn high in towards the goals. Eamon McGlynn puts it wide. He'll be disappointed. Five wides for Galway. McGlynn has already got 1 point. He was trying to score his second, but Galway lead by a point. 1-7 for Galway. 9 points for Dublin. We have 6 minutes gone in the second half as the goalkeeper. Pádraig Ryan gets ready to take the puck out. There's a sub for Dublin, by the way. About to come into the Dublin team. It's the man wearing number 18 for Dublin. That's Conall O'Sullivan. He scored a point last week. He's coming into the Dublin attack. Who's going off? I think it's Adam Ryan, I think number 15, that might be going off the Dublin team. I think it is Adam Ryan, and Dublin bring on the first sub of the day. That's Conall O'Sullivan from the Kilmacud Crokes Club, and he comes in place of Raheny's Adam Ryan. As the goalkeeper Pádraig Ryan gives the signal as to where this puck out is going, but his number 4 is right in front of him. Will he go short towards the cornerback Rory Duffy, or will he decide to go along? He's not quite sure what he'll do. He goes over to the far side of the field. Will it be intercepted by Kieran Lean? It will, and Galway have it with Killian Roach. In fact, he's swung around there, but Roach goes for a score. It goes in towards the goals. Surely he's on an advantage, and the referee doesn't blow the whistle. The referee says play on, and the goalkeeper who has it, he gets it out towards Rory Duffy. Rory Duffy is in possession now. Rory Duffy tries to come out from the cornerback position. He's put under serious pressure. Duffy's still coming out for Dublin. Gets the ball across the field towards Conor Quinn. Quinn is soloing forward now. He's under pressure there from Ronan Ronan Cahalan. Cahalan does well, and he flicks the ball and it goes out over the line. 1-7 for Galway, 9 points for Dublin. And this is going to be a line ball on the far side of the field, and it's Cathal O'Flynn who will get ready to take the sideline over on the far side of the field. So 1 point between the sides as O'Flynn gets ready to take the free at the sideline. He got 1 point in the first half, the Dublin captain. He takes the sideline, but he scuffs to that one. Can Ronan Murphy get there for Galway? Tom Higgins tries to come in. The ball is on the ground. There's a number of players battling for it, and Dublin win it back with the Conor Quinn. Conor Quinn tries to pick it up, but Galway put him under serious pressure. McGlynn comes in. McGlynn has the ball in his hand. He tries to go forward now for Galway. He's under pressure over there, Eamon McGlynn. He does well, Eamon McGlynn. He's got Sean Moran on one side of the field. He tries to play it off to Ronan Murphy. He does play it off to Ronan Murphy, and Murphy gets the ball first time in towards Killian Roach, who turns his man. Will the ball stay in play? It won't. It just bounces out over the line and goes out for a line ball on the far side of the field, and the line ball is to Dublin over there. Galway narrowly lead by a point, 1-7 to 9 points. But Gordon, a win here would be huge from a Galway perspective. It's a tough game. There's very little between them, but Galway have got their noses in front.
Yeah, as we said, there's not much pressure on them as all the teams qualify, but they do need to get a good performance, and at best a good a win here would be great to get the confidence back up and heading to Wexford Park next weekend.
Dublin have won that sideline ball. They tried to come away with it, but again Galway put them under pressure. The ball breaks back towards Owen Malady. Started the second half at centre half 40, tries to go through the heart of that Dublin defence. He's under pressure from three Dublin men there, just needs a bit of support. Now Malady still has the ball in his hand, he's pushed in the back. That's going to be a free in, and a free in from virtually on the sideline. It's going to be a difficult free from the 20 metre line for Killian Roach, but Galway, in fairness, their work rate is commendable today, and it's far superior maybe than last week, of course, but that was disappointing. They've put that out of their system, and if they could just get a couple of scores. As a Dublin man, after saying something there, the ball has been brought in front of the goals, and it's
make it easier.
A tap over free for Killian Roach at this stage. So here comes Killian Roach. He's on the 20 metre line. He looked over for some advice. Would he go for a goal here? I think he should just tap it over the bar, but he's on the 20 metre line. Galway lead by a point. The ball has been brought essentially in from on the sideline to right in front of the goals, Gordon. Will he be tempted to go for a goal? We'll wait with the play as he gets ready to take the free. It's a tap over score. The 6 minutes on the line. There should only be 5 away, according to the rules. But here comes Killian Roach. He decides to tap it over the bar, and he must have been delighted when the Dublin player said something, because it was brought right in front of the goals.
They must have said twice to him, because he definitely brought it more than 10 yards.
Yeah, the number 20, Owen Brennan, is coming in for Dublin as well, the Falls man. We'll see who's going off the Dublin team. Is it a midfielder maybe that's gone off? I think it is one of the midfielders. He's shaking his head, he's not happy. Coming off, is it Fionn Daly that's taken off the Dublin team? The man wearing number 9, I think it's one of the midfielders anyway, that's been taken off the Dublin team. It's 1-8 for Galway, 9 points now for Dublin. Galway lead by 2 points. It is Fionn Daly who's taken off, as the goalkeeper Pádraig Ryan is in possession. He decides to go short, he decides to go towards Rory Duffy. Rory Duffy has the ball in his hand, he's under pressure now from Kieran Lean, the goal scorer for Galway. Duffy does well to get the ball out the field, but Galway put him under enough pressure, and the ball breaks in the middle of the field. It just comes out of the hand of Owen Malady, and is picked up by Tom Higgins. Higgins gets the ball across the field. Ronan Cahalan puts the wing back under serious pressure over there, and that wing back is Tommy Cullen. Cullen now going forward from the wing back position. He's under pressure. Referee says he's been fouled there by Ronan Cahalan. It's going to be a free to Dublin, but Galway putting Dublin under pressure. Galway are working hard in this game. 1-8 to 9 points. No doubt they were hurt by last week's defeat to Kilkenny. But here comes Ronan, Rory Flannery, I should say, with the free. But Ronan Cahalan got a good point in the first half for Galway. Just put the Dublin man under a lot of pressure there. Was it just to have fouled him? It's going to be a free, and the free is to Dublin over on the far side of the field, and it's Rory Flannery who will take it. He has got 2 scores for Dublin. He has missed a good few frees, it must be said, in this game. Rory Flannery got the first of the second half. Rory Flannery high in towards the goals. I think he's got this one though. He puts it between the posts.
Looks good.
And that's a good score by Rory Flannery. They're back to a 1 point ball game here, 1-8 to 10 points, and Dublin staying in touch now. That ball is quickly taken by the goalkeeper Sean Kelly. He picks out Gavin Maher in space. Gavin works the ball up the field. He decides to go long in towards Kieran Lean. Will pull up the left hand. Lean has the ball in his hand. He's the goal scorer for Galway. He's looking across the field. He goes for a score himself. He puts it wide, would you believe it, on this side of the field. He was under two minds. Would he play the ball across the field? But he did well initially to catch the ball out there. He'll be disappointed. But again, it was a good move by Galway, Gordon.
It was next move, and Killian Roach had just peeled away from his marker, and he was free on the edge of the square. But Kieran went for the score. Unfortunately, it didn't go over. But great movement again from Galway.
Dublin come on the attack. They've got a man in space over on the far side of the field. It's Conor Quinn is in possession, the number 5. Conor Quinn goes along in towards the full forward, looking for the sub that came on, Conall O'Sullivan. O'Sullivan can't get there though, and that's 11 wise now for Dublin. There are 2 points, or 1 point between them, I should say. 1-8 to 10 points. That puck out by Sean Kelly goes over to this side of the field, looking for Brian Callan again. Callan puts up the hand. He tries to take it down. Callan does well to try and win it from a Galway perspective, but Rory Duffy is there for Dublin. Dublin puts the Galway forwards under pressure as they try quite come away with this position, but Galway equally doing well, and eventually Dublin win it with Rory Duffy. Tries to get away from his man. Duffy gets the ball off to James Norris, who's playing very, very deep now. James Norris gets the ball off to the number 12. That's a Rory Flannery. Flannery blocked down though by Sean the Moran. Moran did well, the Castle Garry man. He's playing well today, Sean Moran, and he does well. The Malad who'll be underage again next year, the under 16 player, but he loses possession. Dublin win it back, with blocked down again by Jonah Donnan, and the ball is picked up by Brendan Fox. He's fouled coming out of defence. The referee judges that it's going to be an advantage to Galway, but he decides that the advantage isn't coming. It's going to be a free out. Galway about to bring on Jamie Ryan from Tina Abedinari. Came on last week as well to good effect. He's coming in. He's getting some words of instruction there from the Galway coach. That's a Cahill Daly. As Jamie Ryan comes into the Galway team, we'll see who's coming off. It's the Galway's first sub of the day. Jamie Ryan was away initially during the week on a school tour, but he's back, and he's back in the Galway team. And I think it's is it Kieran Lean? That's Ronan Cahillan actually that's coming off. Ronan Cahillan got a good score in the first half, and Ronan Cahillan, a good productive day from the Climber Daily man so far.
Yeah, worked very hard and in and out of possession, took his score well, and he'd be disappointed, but Kenneth needs to see the other players as well that are on the bench.
Here comes the free from Jonah Dunn, and he's between his 45 and 65 metre line as he lifts the shitter. He goes for the score from out the field. He's got the distance. Has he got the accuracy? He hasn't. No. It's just gone to the wrong side of the post. It's 1-8 to 10 points, 13 minutes into the second half. It's low scoring, Gordon. It's delicately poised, and anything could happen here.
It is, yeah. You wouldn't be surprised now if Dublin broke up the field and got a goal. They've been trying to create a couple of goal scoring opportunities, but if another feature of the game I've been noticed is Sean Kelly's puck house has been extremely quick. Like the minute the ball has gone dead, we're back on the attack again.
Galway get away with one there. Sean Moran was actually apologising there for fouling his man. The referee said play on, and the ball is going to be won by Galway in the middle of the field. Gavin Maher, who's had a good game for Galway, lets it off towards Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy's blocked down though, and every ball is fraught for out here, and there's a big, big performance from both teams, it must be said, so far. There's a lot of good shouldering, a lot of good hard hitting, work rate going on as well. Maybe the confines of the ground are making it easy from that perspective, but Dublin come away with position. Connor Quinn gets the ball off to Tom Higgins. Tom Higgins now is on the 45 metre line. Tom Higgins tries to come inside Jonah Donnan, but Donnan does well, as does Sean Moran. And great work rate by Sean Moore in the Castle Garry man. Eventually it's won by Jonah Donnan. Donnan gets out to Malidi. Malidi now takes on his man. That's a Cahill O'Flynn. Malidi comes inside his man. He goes outside. He goes inside again. He goes for a score. It'll be a rallying point if it goes over the bar. But again, it just goes wide. And 8 wides now for Galway. The wides are mounting with that wind. But that one goes wide. The goalkeeper takes the quick out. Dublin have an advantage over the far side of the field. But Jamie Ryan as well to break the ball down into the path of one Malidi. Malidi gets it off to Gavin Maher. Maher looks up the field. Looks for Killian Roach. Roach and the cornerback. That's Kieran Fitzgerald battling for possession. The ball is going to go all the way out, and it's going to go wide on the far side of the field. That's 9 wides, but for Galway, 11 for Dublin, as goalkeeper Pádraig Ryan gets ready to take the puck out, Gordon.
Yeah, it's like that Galway haven't learned from the mistakes that Dublin did in the first half, you know, with the shooting from distance and racking up the wides.
Galway put the Dublin player under pressure, picked up by Eamon McGlynn. McGlynn tries to win possession. Kieran Lean is also out there, the goal scorer. McGlynn helps him out, and they're trying to make yardage here. The ball is picked up by Malidi. Malidi is in possession now. Owen Malidi, the Kilkenny Ireland man, soloing forward. There's two Dublin men on him. They're trying to put him under pressure. Malidi's still going forward. He does really well to take the ball from the one half of the field to the other. Owen Malidi is still in possession. He's got Kieran Lean across the field in support, but he picks out a beautiful pass to Eamon McGlynn from a standing position. McGlynn goes for the score. He puts it between the posts. A good score by Eamon McGlynn. The Kilkenny Ireland men combined there. Owen Malidi off to Eamon McGlynn. He puts it over the bar, and Jack Shocklands is about to come on for Galway as well. Good score by Eamon McGlynn. He's hit two, but good work rate there by Owen Malidi.
Yeah, Owen was surrounded there by four or five Dublin players. He saw Eamon McGlynn free out of the corner of his eye, and McGlynn took a good score, as you said, from a standing position.
I think it's Killian Roach that's gone off the Galway team over on the far side of the field, the man who has taken the free so far. Is it Jack Shocknessy? Is just after coming in, and Killian Roach is the man that's coming off. Jack Shocknessy, the son of Nigel Shocknessy, of course, a man who won an All-Ireland minor medal with Galway. He also won the National League medal. He also won an under 21 medal, I think. But anyway, that ball is poked out towards the middle of the field. Gavin Maher tries to win it, and the ball is going to break. The ball is going to break in the middle of the field. There are 2 points between them, 1-9 for Galway, 10 points for Dublin, and it's picked up by Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy's getting through an amount of work in towards Jack Shocknessy. Shocknessy in front of his man now tries to win possession. He does well, but he loses it, and eventually it's picked up by Tom Higgins. Tom Higgins is in possession now for Dublin. Tom Higgins, a bit awkward, but he's a big powerful man, gets the ball right across the field, and Dublin have numbers here, and one of those Dublin players is in possession. That's Cathal Barrett. Cathal Barrett decides to lay the ball in towards the full forward looking for Kilduff, but up they go forward, and superbly taken out of the air by Jonah Donlan, the centre half back, off to Gavin Maher. Maher goes long to Brian Callan in space. This will be a rallying point for Galway if Callan can put it over the bar. Brian Callan in towards the goals, but again it just goes wide. But Jonah Donlan, a superb take out of the air by the Galway centre half back.
Yeah, and it's been a feature from our backs today. Dara Burke did a similar feat a few minutes ago, and the backs are really standing up to everything that's been thrown at them this afternoon.
1-10 to 11 points. Galway win possession. Donlan gets it off towards Jamie Ryan, who winds up for a big one. This will be the score of the day by Jamie Ryan. It's gone between the posts. It's a superb score by number 21, Jamie Ryan. He puts it over the bar. Knocked down to him by Jonah Donlan and Gordon Dowell. That's a massive score from way out the field. 1-10 to 10 points.
A huge point, and that's probably Jamie's first touch of the game since he's been introduced, and an excellent point.
1-10 to 10 points. The goalkeeper, Pádraig Ryan, takes the puck out. He picks out the fullback. The fullback is Shane Dunphy. Can Galway strike for home now? They lead by three as Dublin try to work it out of defence. A couple of more scores by Galway would put them well in control of this game. We have hit 17 minutes. There's three between them. 1-10 to 10 points. The Dublin wing back is Conor Quinn, who's coming up the field. He's under pressure from the man who got the last point. That's Conor Quinn, our club Jamie Ryan, but good play there by Rhys O'Connor as well. He takes the shoulder. He gives the shoulder. Rhys O'Connor coming out from the wing back position. The Kinvara man, and off his left hand side, he gets Galway on the attack again, looking for Brian Callan. The ball goes over the head of Callan and the corner back. It's a race for possession here. Oh, and Callan gets there. He's bearing down on goal. Is this a chance for goal? Is this a chance? Callan across the goals. He's superb hook by Rory Duffy on Brian Callan, and the ball is going to be won by the goalkeeper. And in fairness, both players did well there. It's picked up by Jack Shocknessy. The sub, Jamie Ryan, got the last point. Is Jack Shocknessy about to score one for Galway? Jack Shocknessy puts it wide. That's 11 wides apiece. But great play by Brian Callan initially, but equally great play by Rory Duffy to hook Brian Callan as he was about to pull the trigger.
Yeah, the best of attacking and the best of defence. It looked like Brian was going to rattle the back of the net.
The ball is won by Dublin again. They come on the attack, and there are three between them. It's the midfielder, Fiacre Cod, who's in possession. Cod goes inside towards Kilduff. Kilduff has been marching well, but Kilduff has the ball in his hand now. He has got 2 points. His shot is half blocked down. It goes in towards the goalkeeper. Is it going to carry? It's going to carry into the path of Sean Kelly. Kelly tries to pick out Sean Moore, and he does pick out Sean Moore. He flicks the ball right across the field, and Galway worked the ball up the field with Rhys O'Connor. There's three between them. 1-10 to 10 points. Rhys O'Connor goes long in towards the full forward line. Jack Shocknessy tries to win it. Under pressure from the Dublin man there. Dublin have numbers back there. One of those is the centre half back. That is Cahill O'Flynn. He's trying to burst away from the centre half back position. He's still coming out of defence. He picks out the midfielder, Fiacre Cod. This is heating up here. 1-10 to 10 points. Gets the ball inside towards Kilduff. Kilduff is at full forward now, under pressure from Darragh Burke. Burke tries to win it. It breaks into the path of Cahill Barrett. Cahill Barrett now is on the 20 metre line for Dublin. He's soloing forward. He tries to come inside Jonah Donnan. He's going for a score. He flicks it inside two men. He's bearing down on goal. He's got a man inside, but Galway do well there. And Cahill Maloney does well to get the ball off to Donnan. And Donnan comes out nonchalantly from the centre half back position. He's in possession. He gets it down the field looking for Jamie Ryan. It goes over his head into the path of Brian Callan. Callan has the ball glued to his hand. A good take by Brian Callan. He's fouled. That's going to be a free to Galway. Referee gives the advantage. Galway are bearing down on goal. It's Jamie Ryan. He's got the last point. Is he going to score a second point? The Teen Abedinary man comes inside his man, tries to flick the ball away. No advantage to Galway. The 5 seconds are up, and the play goes on, and it's won by the goalkeeper, Pádraig Ryan. Pádraig Ryan coming out from this goalkeeping position. We have 10 minutes to go here. Pádraig Ryan is out in the middle of the field. Would you believe it? He plays the ball off towards the wing back, and the wing back is Tommy Cullen. Tommy Cullen, wearing number 7, finds himself up in the Galway half hour line, inside towards Kilduff, but intercepted superbly by Jonah Donlan. He's had a superb game. He gets the ball off to Jamie Ryan in the middle of the field. Ryan got the last point. Is he going to score a second point in a row? Jamie Ryan from out the field. Jamie Ryan over. 2 points in a row from Jamie Ryan. Galway go 4 points in front, and Galway playing well. Both sides playing well, Gordon. It's in to win stuff, but Jonah Donlan is having a serious game there at centre half back. Off to Jamie Ryan. 2 in a row for the Teen Abedinary man.
Yeah, unbelievable there from Jonah Donlan again, and found his man superbly, and Jamie is really putting his name down for the to be selected for next weekend.
1-11 to 10 points. Dublin tried to work it out of defence again. Shane Dunphy gets the ball off to Kieran Fitzgerald. He goes across the field. Galway lead by 4. Jamie Ryan wins it in the middle of the field again. He's got the last 2 points. He's in possession. Is he going to wind up for another one? He's not. He's going to try to place the ball in towards Kieran Lane in the full forward line. But Dunphy, Shane Dunphy, the fullback, is out in front. Shane Dunphy comes away from the fullback line now. The game is getting a bit stretched at the moment. Galway lead by 4 points. The ball goes across the field, and it's won by Conor Quinn. Conor Quinn gets the ball long in towards the half forward line again. But it's Donlan is there for Galway. Jonah Donlan is in possession. Donlan tries to pick out Jamie Ryan, but the ball goes over his head. It goes over the head of the Dublin centre half forward as well, who's back in the half back line now. That's James Norris, but eventually he goes back to retrieve the situation. He gets the ball off towards Tommy Cullen. Tommy Cullen goes forward for Dublin. It's a battle for possession here. Who's going to win it, a Galway man or a Dublin man? It's won by Galway. It's won by Sean Moran. He's coming out from the midfield position. He tries to flick the ball forward. He tries to kick it forward, and eventually it's won by Dublin again. And Dublin come on the attack with Fiacre Cod. It's end to end here. There's 4 points between them. In Dublin come on the attack with Tom O'Higgins. He loses possession. It's picked up by Rhys O'Connor. Rhys O'Connor dodges inside his man, but loses possession. And Dublin have it with Conor O'Sullivan. And Dublin have a man advantage here. There's a goal scoring opportunity inside to Kilduff. He's bearing down a goal. Comes inside Darragh Burke. He's put to the ground. Is that a penalty? It's a penalty for Dublin, is it? Referee's given the advantage. There's no advantage. It's surely a penalty. It is a penalty to Dublin as the ball goes into the back of the net. Dublin, a penalty. I'd say Darragh Kilduff fouled by Darragh Burke.
Yeah, it was definitely a penalty. And just when the referee blew his whistle, Dublin had the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, so. But he had it blown, and it's going to be a penalty to Dublin. This is a pivotal moment in the game. 9 minutes to go here. Dublin have the penalty. Sean Kelly will have to stand strong, but I suppose the professional foul by Dara Burke.
Yeah, he did what he had to do.
Probably had to do it. Yeah. And it's going to be a penalty on the 20-metre line. Of course, the rule where the players have to go off the field doesn't come into play at minor level, by the way.
The black
but it's
card
a penalty. A penalty to Rory Flannery. Here comes Rory Flannery. 8 minutes to go. He lifts. He bends. He strikes it low in towards the goals. It's into the back of the net. A goal for Rory Flannery. He hit it well. And all of a sudden, we're back to a one-point ball game here. 1 goal and 11 points to 1 goal and 10. And Gordon, it's all to play for again with 8 minutes to go.
Yeah, as you were saying there, Niles, is up and down the field, so you weren't surprised that Dublin were able to get a goal back into it.
Galway come on the attack. Will the ball break inside? It won't. And Dublin have it with Cathal O'Flynn. The centre half back does well to get the ball out to Tommy Cullen. Cullen pulls in the ball first time. It goes out towards the middle of the field. Will it be kept in play by Cathal Barrett? It will. There's two men on him. He dropped the hurdle. He didn't. He's hooked actually. And Galway come on the attack. Eamon McGlynn has it. McGlynn is blocked down though. It's picked up by Barrett from a standing position. He launches it in towards the two man full forward line. Up they go for it. Darragh Burke and Kilduff battling for possession. Kilduff is in possession. Darragh Burke just pushes them out of the way. Kilduff is in possession. He's out the half forward line. Darragh Burke does well. It breaks it at the path of Owen Brennan. Brennan has a man in support. That's Tom Higgins. Dublin are coming again. Tom Higgins is inside his man. Is this the equaliser for Dublin? Tom Higgins blocks superbly by Reece O'Connor as he wound up for a score for Dublin to equalise the ball game. But Reece O'Connor has it for Galway. He tries to come out of defence. He's under serious pressure there. We have 7 minutes to go here. It's all happening in Parnell Park. It's low scoring, but by God, it's an intense game. 1-11 for Dublin, or for Galway. 1-10 for Dublin as Galway tried to come away with possession. Galway do come away with possession. Jonah Donnan tries to flick the ball away. He can't do so because Cathal Barrett picks it up. Cathal Barrett has it for Dublin. He's got a runner in Tommy Cullen. But good play there by the Galway centre half forward. That centre half forward was Ronan Murphy. He plays the ball off to Owen Melidi. Melidi is slowing forward now. He's under serious pressure. The Dublin fans baying for steps, but Owen Melidi fix the ball forward. In towards Jack Shocklessy. Shocklessy's under pressure. It breaks into the path of a Dublin man. And the Dublin wing back, Conor Quinn, comes out of defence. He lays it off to Kieran Fitzgerald. He loses possession. Shocklessy puts him under pressure. It's picked up by Ronan Murphy. Murphy's got a man in space. It's that man again. Jamie Ryan going for point number three. Jamie Ryan high in towards the goals, but this one is going to the wrong side of the post. They've hit the dozen, or the Baker, they've hit 12 wides Galway, and it's 11 for Dublin as that puck out is taken over to the far side of the field. It's won by James Norris. A point between them. We have 6 minutes to go here. James Norris goes past Gavin Maher. He's still going for it. Did he catch the ball three times? He didn't, says the referee. He's still going for it. He's on the 20 metre line. James Norris still going for it. Gets it off to Kilduff in space. Is this the equaliser? Derek Kilduff goes for the score. Is that the leveller? It is the leveller from Derek Kilduff. He's got 3 points. And it was James Norris who made the score. And it's level again all of a sudden with 6 minutes to go. 1-11 apiece. It's serious stuff here. It's end-to-end stuff, as he said, Gordon. The goalkeeper takes the quick puck out again for Galway. He looks for Brian Callan. Callan is in possession. Callan is on the far side of the field. He goes off the left-hand side. It'll be a super score by Brian Callan. It is a superb score by Brian Callan, isn't it? It's gone wide. 13 wides for Galway. And Galway are about to bring on a sub. Number 20, Stephen Kane from Kilkenirn, is going to come in for Galway. He becomes Galway's third sub to come on. But Gordon, it's hard to know what way this game will go. The sides level at 1 goal and 11 points apiece. He's coming in for Eamon McGlynn.
Yeah, and the way the game has gone, you wouldn't be surprised if it ends up in a draw. It's end to end. Both sides are giving it their all. And let's say, as we said at the beginning, there's nothing really at stake here. But you wouldn't think that by looking out at this game.
But from a Galway perspective, after the disappointment last week, a win would be huge here. So in that sense, there's a lot at stake.
It would be huge.
It would keep Galway well involved in this Leinster Championship and a chance to get to a semi final if they could win here today. The ball is played back to Tommy Cullen. Cullen goes left. He decides to launch the ball down the field towards Kilduff. He's out in front of the man. He has the ball in his hand. It's Derek Kilduff. He tries to come inside Darragh Burke. Darragh Burke stands him up well. Derek Kilduff is in possession. He plays the ball across the field. He's fouled though. And that's going to be a free-in, and a free-in to Dublin, a chance for them to go in front. But Derek Kilduff, as we know, his first cousin, Sean Kilduff, we know, plays for Clare and Bridge. Yep. He's having a fair influence in the game, and himself and Darragh Burke are having a right battle.
It was fitting, actually, that he got the equaliser there, because he's been a thorn for Galway all afternoon, and real zippy and very hard to mark. But Galway have been doing a good job so far, and this is the opportunity now for Dublin to take the lead at a pivotal stage of the game.
5 minutes to go. Rory Flannery stands over the free for Dublin. He's got a goal and three from the place ball. Dublin were 4 points in arrears, 1-11 to 10 points not so long ago. This is a chance to put them in front. Flannery has the ball in towards the goals. He's put it wide, would you believe it? That's 12 wides, and he's missed a lot of frees for Dublin. His quick puck out is taken again by Sean Kelly out to Brendan Fox. Brendan Fox gets the ball down the field, looking for Jack Shocklessy. Shocklessy has it. He's got Jamie Ryan inside him, and the ball is just scooped away from Jack Shocklessy there. He goes, tries to go down, and the ball is he fouled. He is fouled. That's going to be a free in. They're playing the advantage at the moment. There's no advantage. And Jack Shocklessy has been fouled, going in, and a scoring opportunity here for Galway. Who's going to take the free? It could be Kieran Lean, of course, or would it be Brian Callan? Lean has the ball in his hand. Is he going to give it to Callan? He is. Brian Callan is on the freeze now for Galway, with Killian Roach gone off, and a chance here. A scoreable opportunity could put Galway in front, Gordon, with 4 minutes to go.
Yep, good opportunity for Brian. Always accurate with the freeze. He should be Good opportunity now for Galway to retake the lead.
Here comes Brian Cannon with the free. He makes no mistake. Galway lead 112 to 111 in this Leinster Championship game here. Good score by Brian Cannon from the free. That's his second score of the day. Galway lead by a point. Galway 112, Dublin 111. 27 minutes played here. We have 3 minutes plus additional time to go. It's enthralling stuff. It's end-to-end stuff as the goalkeeper, Pádraig Ryan, takes the puck out. He goes long down the field again. They go for Jonah Donnelly for Galway. Bats the ball down and it's going to break. Go into the path of a Dublin man. That Dublin is James Norris inside, and Dublin have numbers here. Norris is bearing down on goal. He's on the 20-metre line. Galway put him under pressure. He comes inside again, inside towards Owen Brennan. Owen Brennan for Dublin is on the 14-metre line. He's going through the heart of the Galway defence. Is this a goal-scoring opportunity? Great defensive play by Galway. The ball breaks out. A chance for the equaliser for Flannery. Flannery high and Flannery over the bar. The sides are level again. 1-4 for Rory Flannery. But again, it's in to win stuff. It's up and down the field. 1-12 apiece. Goalkeeper Sean Kelly. We can't even time to say anything here because he just launches it down the field. There's no break in play. He finds it the full forward line. But it's won by Kieran Fitzgerald for Dublin. Galway just need to calm down maybe a small bit here as that ball breaks out towards the sub. That sub is Conall O'Sullivan. Conall O'Sullivan gets it out to Rory Duffy. He thought he fouled it. I thought he fouled it. The referee says he didn't. The referee says play on. It goes in towards the full forward line. Gavin Maher seemed to foul his man as well. There's been freeze either side, not given there. Cahal Barrett is in possession, plays the ball across the field. It should be intercepted by Sean Moore. It is intercepted by Sean Moore from Castlegar. He's got Reese O'Connor from Kinvara outside him, and inside is Stephen Kane making the run. Reese O'Connor has lost possession. It's picked up by James Norris. He was hooked, and it's intense stuff there. James Norris, is he going to wind up to put Dublin in front? James Norris has sent out forward. In towards the goals. James Norris has put Dublin in front. It's over the bar. James Norris from Ballymote to side end. 1-13 for Dublin, 1-12 for Galway. The quick puck out again to Darragh Burke. We have 2 minutes to go plus additional time. Dublin lead by a point. Out towards Brendan Fox. Fox is in possession. He's got Jonah Donlan running beside him. Jonah's will he go for the score? The centre half back is his equaliser again. Jonah Donlan high over the bar. A superb score by Jonah Donlan.
What a score.
The sides are level again. 1-13 apiece. Brilliant score either side from James Norris initially, then Jonah Donlan, and all of a sudden this game is taking on, as they say, a life of its own. It's superb stuff. It's end to end. 1-13 apiece.
I'd say if we might be able to look at it back, we might be able to take a breath.
Yeah, you were looking for the defibrillator, Gordon, before the game. It's not too far away from us now. Hopefully we don't need it. The ball goes out over the line on the far side of the field.
Only for the sideline cuts, we would get no break.
It comes off Reese O'Connor, and it's a line ball over on the far side of the field, and it's James Norris who will take it for Dublin. And there's a slight break in play which is needed. Galway are going to bring on a fourth sub, Robert Burke. Another Kilkenny Ironman is going to come in. He plays the ball. The Dublin play the ball across the field. It's won by Fiacre Cod. Cod is soloing forward now. He's under pressure there. Cod is going to go for a score. Fiacre Cod high in towards the goals. This one has gone to the wrong side of the post. It has, thankfully, from a Galway perspective. 14 wides for Dublin. Or 14 wides, is it for Dublin? Is it 12 for Galway? I'm losing track of the wides at this stage. I think Galway have struck 13, Dublin have struck 13,
yep.
And it's Robert Burke who comes on. But Galway and Dublin delicately poised. 1-13 apiece. Robert Burke has been told to come off the field again because the slip of paper hasn't been given. As Damien McGrath decides, just goes out to give the slip of paper to Robert Burke, and he's going to give the ball off the slip into the referee.
I thought the referee was coming over to book Damien McGrath. He's handed out so many yellows already.
He's and a lot of them have, the two that have been handed out have been off the field to play to Ger Lyons and to Willie Burke, and Robert Burke is on now. Reese O'Connor has gone off. I think it's an injury over in the far side of the field to Reese O'Connor as well. I think he may have just picked up a slight injury over in the far side of the field. The sides are level. 29-30 played here. The next break or the next ball is important as that ball goes long down the field from the goalkeeper Sean Kelly. We don't know what the additional time will be, but we can tell you we're about to enter it with the sides level here. It's a battle royale out here in Parnell Park in the sunshine here. The ball breaks into the path of Ronan Murphy, comes inside his man. He gets the ball off to Brian Cannon. Cannon, his hurl is surely pulled there. He's on an advantage. Gets the ball off to Stephen Kane. Stephen Kane comes inside his man. It's going to be a free in to Galway, and he's going to be a free in, and Brian Cannon's hurl just taken off him there, and this is the chance, Gordon, to put us in front again.
Yeah, an excellent opportunity now for Galway to retake the lead as we enter injury time. As you said, there has been no indication as how many minutes was going to be played, but critical that Galway get this score now and move one in front.
Here comes the free from Brian Callanan. The 30 minutes have been played. We are into the additional time. We don't know what that additional time will be. We haven't been told what it is, but we are definitely into the additional time. And this is going to be a free into Brian Callanan. A chance to put Galway in front. Brian Callanan lifts, bends, strikes, puts the shitter between the posts. And Galway lead by a point. 3 points for Brian Callanan. We're into the additional time. It's 1-14 to 1-13. Galway lead by one as the goalkeeper, Pádraig Ryan, takes the puck out. He goes over to the far side of the field. Robert Burke goes up from a Galway perspective. He bats the ball down, and it's in towards the centre field position. It's going to be won by Dublin, and Dublin come on the attack here. Galway don't need to foul. It's Conor Quinn comes up the field. He plays the ball across the field towards Fiacre Cod. Cod is under pressure from Ronan Murphy. Cod has the ball. He gets the ball off to Owen Brennan. Brennan goes for the equaliser. That's again it. And puts it between the posts. The sides are level again. 1 goal and 14 points apiece. Good score by Owen Brennan. as Galway take the quick puck out again towards Cathal Maloney. 31 minutes have been played. He's got Malone Malidi right outside him. He decides to go long though. Probably should have played it to Malidi, but the referee, he just decides to go long. It's going to be won by Dunphy, the fullback. He's under serious pressure there. And Galway have it. Galway have it with Kieran Lane, the goal scorer. Kieran Lane now for Galway. Is this the chance to put Galway in front again? Kieran Lane high. And Kieran Lane cuts it between the posts. And Galway lead again. Kieran Lane has got a goal of 2 points. 115 to 114. It's in to win stuff as the goalkeeper, Pádraig Ryan, takes the puck out. He picks out Tommy Cullen in space. He's got Kilduff outside him. There's nobody on Derek Kilduff, the danger man. He's out in the middle of the field though. Derek Kilduff is in possession, comes inside his man. Derek Kilduff now flicks the ball forward for Dublin. Can Galway win possession in the middle of the field? They can, and Sean Moran pulls on it first time. It's picked up by Stephen Kane. Stephen Kane takes on his man. Is this to put Galway to in front? Stephen Kane, there, another goal. A goal scoring opportunity. Stephen Kane, a shot.
Save.
What a great save. Out to Brian Callan.
Yes.
In the back of the net. Brian Callan puts the ball in the back of the net. After a superb save initially by the goalkeeper of Stephen Kane, Brian Callan puts it in the net. Galway go four in front. That should be it, Gordon. Galway should have the 2 points on the board.
What a time to get the goal. Brilliant goal from Brian Kennedy.
But a brilliant save by the goalkeeper. Jamie Ryan takes the ball out of the air as well. Jamie Ryan does well. Galway lead by 4, 215 to 114 off to Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy comes inside his man. He's going for a score from the sideline. Ronan Murphy in towards the goals, but this one goes to the wrong side of the post. That's 14 wides now for Galway. The referee's looking at his watch. Galway have struck late, but two late scores from the Brian Kennedy free. And then the goal, or the goal, the score by Kieran Lean, I should say. And then the goal, Stephen Kane did superbly well, took on his man. And the shot was excellently saved by the goalkeeper, Pádraig Ryan. But the Galway corner forward, Brian Cannon, was on hand to put it in the back of the net. Dublin come again. Dublin's wing back, that's Tommy Cullen going forward. That's four between them. Cullen is under pressure there from Jack Shocklessy. He's fouled by Jack Shocklessy, and that's going to be a free. And the free is to Dublin, just on the 65 metre line. This will just eat into the time here now.
If you're giving away a free, that's the place to give it.
There's four between them, 3 minutes into the additional time. As Dublin will have this free, they'll just launch this in towards the goals, you would think, but we don't know what additional time will be added on. There's 3 minutes played at this stage. Galway lead by four. They've struck late. It was 1:14 apiece. Kieran Lean got the point to put Galway in front, and then the goal from Brian Callan has seen Galway lead by 4, 2:15 to 1 goal and 14 points. Derek Kilduff will take the free for Dublin. The round towers of Luskman will take this free. He's got 3 points. He just launched it in towards the goals, I'd say. There's four between them. That's exactly what he does. He does launch it in towards the goals. Can Galway retrieve the situation? They can. And out comes the fullback, Darragh Burke. And off his left hand side, he just launches it down the field. Brian Callan and Shane Dunphy back in possession. Callan will win possession. Both are on the ground, though. It's going to be won by the Dublin cornerback, but good play by Stephen Cleary, his man. And Brian Callan has the ball now. Brian Callan, there's nobody. He's no support. He's on the 14 metre line. He's going to tap this between the posts and say, Brian Callan high. Brian Callan over the bar. A goal and 4 points for Brian Callan. Galway turning on the style. Galway lead by five. It's 2:16 to 1:14. This is going to be a whiff victory for Galway. A victory Galway needed after the disappointment of last weekend. They lead by 5 points. And with that, the referee has blown the full time whistle. And Galway have won by 5 points in the end. 2:16 to 1:14. A rallying win for Galway. A vital win for Galway. And a great win for Galway, Gordon.
Yeah, it was delicately poised there in the first half, but the game really, really opened up in that second half. It was end to end, score for score, and Galway really showing their quality there in the closing stages with the goal and a couple of excellently taken points, it has to be said. But the work rate throughout the field from the full back line all the way up to the full forward line was immense all day. The hook and the block and the harrying, the working for each other, it was excellent throughout the game, and they deserved their win in the end, and it'll give a huge confidence boost to Galway with that performance.
A superb win for Galway in the end, and of course they go to Wexford next weekend. The group now is delicately poised. All four teams have 2 points, so two games next weekend. Galway take on Wexford and Kilkenny take on Dublin. So Galway back in business, and with a chance, a victory next week against Wexford sees Galway into the knockout stages, into the semi-final stage.
Yeah, and that's what Galway can be focusing on now, as it's nearly a blank page now again with the way the results have turned out. And Galway have the long trip to Wexford, and they'll be buoyed by that performance. And Kenneth will be, he'll have very little to do with that team during the week. It'll be a little bit of tweaking, rest more than anything else, because they emptied the tank out there today. And it was great to see so many good performances all over the field. And that'll be just what the management ordered.
A superb win for Galway in the end. They've struck late to beat Dublin in a titanic battle here in Parnell Park. It was end-to-end stuff there in the second half. Superb scores on both sides, but Galway getting the late scores. Brian Callan with 1-1. Kieran Lean with the point sees Galway win by 5 in the end. Galway 2 goals and 16 points. Dublin 1 goal and 14 points. It leaves the group with all four teams, John, on 2 points each going into the final group games next weekend. So it's delicately poised. It's all to play for, but Galway back in business. 5 point victors today over Dublin, 2:16 to 1:14.
Live match broadcasts in association with Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Download our new app today.